Until recent years, filibustering meant holding the Senate floor and speaking nonstop to prevent a vote, as portrayed by Jimmy Stewart in the 1939 movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Well, I'm not licked, and I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
Backers of racial segregation famously or infamously filibustered civil rights legislation in the 1960s. Earlier this year, Republican Senator Rand Paul held the floor for 13 hours to draw attention to the use of domestic drones.
I will speak until I can no longer speak.
Most modern filibusters are never seen. A senator files a motion to prevent a vote, and unless a three-fifths supermajority disagrees, the vote is blocked. Once a rare practice, almost all Senate votes of consequence must now overcome a filibuster.
Is there anybody out there in America that thinks this body is functioning well?
Majority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats will move to change filibuster rules this week unless Republicans allow confirmation votes on high-profile nominees submitted by President Barack Obama to lead federal agencies. Reid says the ability of the government to function is at stake.
The Constitution gives the president, whoever that president might be, the right, the power to choose his team. It grants the Senate the right to advise and consent on those choices. But consistent and unprecedented obstruction by this Republican caucus has turned advise and consent into deny and obstruct.
Republicans warn of dire consequences for American democracy. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That would violate every protection of minority rights that have defined the United States Senate for as long as anyone can remember. Let me assure you, this Pandora's box, once opened, will be utilized again and again by future majorities.
In 2005, Democrats were in the minority and defended the filibuster to block judicial nominees submitted by then-President George W. Bush.
They think the Senate should be a rubber stamp for this president, I guess every president.
Then Majority Leader Bill Frist accused Democrats of abusing the filibuster and setting a dangerous precedent.
Or to enshrine a new tyranny of the minority into the Senate rules forever.
Changing the Senate rules by a simple majority vote has been dubbed the nuclear option, given its potential to forever alter America's legislative landscape. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.